You know, you talk about meeting Bruce way back then, and he's your husband now and stuff, but there's a lot of years that happened in between there. You went to all these universities. Did he tag along? Were you going to these universities to get a profession? A lot of musicians, they have their day job and then they have their music, and it doesn't seem like you have enough room for anything except the music and for Bruce and you doing this music together.
Those are all true statements. Well, actually, that does bring us to the next song, the Vision song. When I met Bruce, he had written these songs. He was studying fingerstyle, kind of ragtime fingerstyle, Leo Kottke kind of meets kind of older, folkier ragtime style in this whole fingerstyle thing. So you really are concentrating completely into that music because you're playing both the basses and the melody lines as one piece. He was learning all these new tunings and really being inspired by his teacher and by this music. And he was going to the Old Town School for Folk Music in Chicago, which is a standard there. It's a great school. He wrote these seven songs, and he was going through a miserable time in his life. He was in a relationship he didn't want to be in. He was going to school for theology and at the same time growing into this new, maybe different spiritual paradigm that he wasn't quite agreeing with what he was learning. So his living situation, his spiritual situation, his physical situation, he was unhappy. And music was feeding his soul, and it was all he wanted to do. Here I come on the scene of this, and that's why I love this next song, Visions, because I remember them as seven different songs. And him singing even these heartbreaking lyrics with crazy words from theology school that no one's gonna know, and you're gonna have to look them all up. He then just quit that life, and he moved to Seattle and joined a band from Canada, and it all kind of came together at that time. And I moved on to university. When he was out there, he took those songs and combined them all into one piece, gave it this name, Visions. And it really is. You can hear the darkness, but you can hear the celebration of rising up out of that and starting new. It's a song that, even though there's no lyrics, to me, it's very uplifting and really feeds my soul, too.